So the goal of the Buddhist path is nirvana, liberation, enlightenment, freedom. And when we talk about freedom, of course, everybody wants to be free. And maybe we think, I want to be free of stress and worry. I want to be free of anger. I want to be free of jealousy. I want to be free of agitation in the mind. I want to be free. And that's all wonderful, and we will achieve those freedoms. But what Buddha is talking about when he says nirvana is a real freedom. If we realize this is a dream, this is I'm living in a world of ideas, as my grasping at them being real and independent dissolves, as I see their true nature, just imputations, just projections, just ideas, well, then what happens when we have a lucid dream? Now, there are different levels of lucid dream. We can have a lucid dream where we wake up in our dream. And the first thing that happens, we realize, oh, this is just a dream. All of the stress, all of the tension, worries, there's this delightful peace that comes, oh, it's just a dream. Whatever there's been going on, that there's been any kind of tension or worry about in our dream, all of that's disappeared, completely free. But then at a deeper level of lucid dream, of course, we're going to start to ask ourselves, if this is just a dream, why am I dreaming this? Why don't I take charge over my dream? There's a few more passages I want to read out on this point. And I'd like to share them from Venerable Geshe-la's book, Ocean of Nectar, which is a commentary to the great Buddhist master Chandrakirti's work, Guide to the Middle Way. So Venerable Geshe-la says, all phenomena, without exception, are created by mind, because all phenomena are imputed by conceptual mind. No phenomenon exists from its own side. In sutra requested by Upali, Buddha says, there is nothing that is the creator of the various attractive flowers that bloom, or the beautiful, glistening, supreme golden houses, for they are all established by the power of conception. All worlds are imputed by conception. Also, in Ornament for Clear Realization, Venerable Maitreya says, impure worlds develop because living beings are impure. This proves that we can accomplish a pure world or pure land of Buddha by becoming pure ourselves. Since living beings' minds are impure, the world they inhabit is impure. But when their minds become pure, their world becomes pure. This shows that the world depends on mind. Purity and impurity, beauty and ugliness, good and bad, all depend on mind. For this reason, mind is more important than external things. So that we may understand this, Sutra on the Ten Grounds rejects a creator other than mind. There is no creator other than mind. Our mind reflects a world that is consistent with the mind, like a mirror. You know, a dirty, distorted mirror produces a dirty, distorted reflection. A clean, pure mirror shows a clean, pure reflection. An impure, distorted mind creates an impure, distorted world. Purify the mind and we experience a pure world. Our mind is the creator of all. Things exist only as ideas, as labels, as imputations. Beyond the imputation, there is nothing there. So whether you're able to do this perfectly with complete conviction, or whether you're just entertaining the idea, either is fine. Try to, you know, even if we're not sure, just let the idea percolate in our mind. Get a feeling for it, because it will be a good feeling, a relaxed feeling, a feeling of tremendous possibility and freedom. Even just beginning to doubt, are things really true? Are things really out there? That doubt is starting to unravel all of the problems we've ever had in this life and our countless previous lives. It's beginning, it's like an earthquake tremor that's beginning to shake the foundations of the prison that we have been trapped in and could be trapped in forever, the prison of our samsara that our mind has created.